You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't care for these things no more. Got to be faithful and see once more. I don't care for these things no more. Got to be faithful and see.
That is Samara Alofa with Don't Care. You're on 95BFM. Kia ora and welcome along. If you have just tuned in, we're talking about Deep Dive Festival and we have got festival organiser and BFM good sort, Taylor McGregor, in the studio. Kia ora, Taylor.
Morena, how are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I hear you've been up very early watching the cricket today, so thanks for coming in.
Yes, I did. I did go to bed at about 6 a.m. But I made it here.
I'm really impressed.
Incredibly nice 1 hour sleep.
Oh, it's like the perfect nap time.
Yeah,
perfect.
Great.
Well, so thanks for making your way in here. We're also not alone. We have got Shaki, aka Half Queen, in the studio. Kia ora.
Hello, kia ora, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming in as well.
Anytime.
We are talking about Deep Dive Festival, which you have organised, Taylor, with your moral support hat on. Literally wearing a moral support hat right now.
Wore my merch for the radio.
I'm pleased to hear that. And Deep Dive is back for another year, celebrating awesome stuff that's happening in and around Tāmaki Makaurau scene and a little bit beyond. We've got some Pōneke bands playing this year and a couple from Dunedin too. Tell us a wee bit about what is Deep Dive Festival, why do you do it, Taylor, and who's on your list this year?
This is my third run at this, and it's definitely my chance to kind of pull together all of the good stuff that I've, it's the morning, isn't it, that I've seen over the year and kind of pull from a whole bunch of different scenes and piece together what I think would be my perfect night anyway.
Mean.
So a nice big long one. We can ease into it, rack yourself up, and then stay up very late with Half Queen.
Yes.
Partying.
Oh yeah. Now you know where you are on the line.
Yeah,
stunning. I love that. I love a 3 a.m. start.
Yes. It's a pretty special lineup. I'm just going to run through the list. We've got Krauss, Nora Records, Proteins of Magic, Princess Chelsea, Bozo, Samara Alofa, who we just listened to, Night Lunch up from Dunedin. I'm very excited about that. I've been waiting for someone to bring Night Lunch
first
to Auckland.
Yeah.
Very keen. Baby Teeth, Polly Hill, Vanessa Worm, Darts, Cave Circles, Diesel, Jess Fu, Huff Queen, and Race Banyan. That's a big old festie.
Yeah.
It's a stonker.
I think there's something pretty special about being able to put on your own gig and just be like, these are all the people I want to hang out with. This is the music I want to watch. That is very much something that you do with Filth and with your awesome party nights. How has this year been for you, Shaki? Because you guys have had a huge year with your massive boiler room sets, with all of your parties despite the pandemic. How have you been feeling?
Busy, I guess. Yeah, it's good. It feels like nothing really. I mean, you know, when we first got back into it, it was like nothing had happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of still feels the same, so it's good. I don't know. It's a lot going on all the time, but shout outs to you if you ever come to Filth. It's fun.
Yeah, those boiler room sets really blew up, and I think for good reason they're incredible. But people were also watching that, A, from places where they haven't been out for like a year.
Yeah.
And being like, well, these people are all sweaty in a room together having a really good time.
Yeah.
Wish that was me.
Yeah.
But also from people being like, this is the music, this is the like people I want to be in a space with. And I think that's something really special that you create with your dance floor situations.
Yeah.
What I guess for you is like the essence of why you DJ, apart from just having a good time throwing a mean party?
Oh my God, the essence of why
just
I DJ.
Just a chill question at 8:40 on a Wednesday morning.
The essence of why I DJ, I don't know, I always like come back to, I love performing, but I don't ever like to be, I don't know, performing, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
It's an antisocial, I mean, not anti, it's asocial job, but I can still control the dance floor, if that makes sense. I don't know, it's just like an energy thing. And I feel like that's why I keep DJing, is because it feels like just me, but at the same time it's absolutely the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but the essence is the energy for sure.
Oh, absolutely. When you went back and watched those boiler room sets, how did it feel to, I guess, see it in retrospect, like having been in the room making it happen with all the things that go on when you like throw a party, and then being able to watch it back? How did that feel?
Pretty crazy. I feel very proud. I feel honored and blessed, and it was it's so great, because I talk about Filth all the time, but being able to have it exist online somewhere as like a portal back to that that time is incredible. Like, yeah, I feel very proud.
It is. I think a lot of people got like vicarious pride from it as well, being like, look at everybody go. I know those people.
And it's so
That's
cool, because
they're
not even like, it's not like they're Olympic. I mean, they are titans in their own right, but it's not like they're playing sports or anything. Everyone's just like living their best life, and everyone's like, yes, go you.
I think
you're amazing.
That, you know, absolutely now iconic video of Lady Shaka doing the poi to, you know, the most iconic jump jam song from my childhood.
Yeah.
that is really, if I had to sum up the best bits of last year, that felt like really a special moment.
Yeah, iconic.
You also always play with friends of yours as well when you're playing with Jess B or when you're playing with Polly Hill. Mm-hmm. What do you like about the, I guess, the collaborative side of DJing? Like when you're, I guess, DJing in support of somebody and their kind of like vocal performance?
It doesn't feel like it's work, I guess. It's just, I don't know. Me, I feel like I have a very different relationship with both of Jess and Polly Hill. So it's like, I don't know. It's just fun. We're just playing a game, basically, is what it feels like. It's very serious work, but at the same time, it's like
mean.
I'm just joking around with this idiot I call my friend. Some people paid to come and see her. Who knows why, but here we are.
Well, we can all pay to come and see some excellent people.
Exactly.
Money into a very good place here for Deep Dive Festival. Just to give people a little bit more of an overview, some of these out-of-towners, Taylor, who people may not have seen before, but may have heard the legend of, I mean, the likes of Cave Circles, for example. Tell us a little bit about some of these out-of-towners that you have been excited to add to this list.
Cave Circles is Ricky Gooch's project, and he is one of the best drummers in the country, and Cave Sickles was he put an album out last year, I think, which was big hit on BFM, which is really incredible. And he's going to kind of bring that solo energy to it. But he's also, I think, going to be appearing with Noah Records. I don't know. I should probably check that with him. he's incredible. And then we've got Nightlight Show are coming up for their first show in Auckland. They are incredible. What's it called? A diddly bow.
Diddly bow, yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen a diddly bow live being played in a punk show.
A diddly bow.
Yeah.
It's like it's like a piece of wood with a, I'm probably going to do a terrible job of explaining this, with a string on it, pretty much.
It sounds exactly what it,
yeah. Hit it with a stick.
What it sounds like, if that makes sense.
I think it's like a blues instrument. So it was like one that you could just make with a guitar string and you could play anything with a slide on it. But Night Lunch, you know, hooks it up through a million pedals and smashes it with a guitar stick.
Sounds lit. Yeah. Diddly bow. Yeah. Sounds like a rapper.
It really goes off.
Stunning.
We're going to listen to Night Lunch, but
we are.
Vanessa Worm is absolutely incredible. I saw her at Welcome to Nowhere for the first time. I'd missed a couple of appearances here in Auckland, but big witchy dance energy. Unbelievable performer. She's got a boiler room as well. Mm-hmm. Speaking of everyone, Tool's got boiler rooms now.
Taste.
And who else we got? Darts, who are a big, funny, clever, powerful rock energy. Yep. I think they call themselves rock.
Yeah, I think they're a big old rock band. And
I did see him tweeting about doing a jazz version of 1 Ounce Captain Cook the other night. So that, I don't know, maybe that's something they bring to the set. Maybe that's something you can catch at Deep Dive.
If you want to...
Jazz darts.
Jazz darts.
Yeah.
I hope they're listening. I hope they take that feedback on board. We would like some jazz darts. If you want your sort of big, fighting Captain Cook energy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, raging at your landlord energy, then darts have got your back pretty solidly on that stuff.
Love
yeah.
that.
Which is something very important to Deep Dive Festival.
Very much. Yeah. Very much. Solidarity forever. If people want to head along to Deep Dive, and you should, because you'd be a dingus not to, tickets are on Under the Radar. What's the date, Taylor?
10th of July.
Excellent. We are going to listen to some Night Lunch now, get some diddly bow action in our lives. Bit of swearing in this one, just a heads up. You'll be familiar with it, though. It's been knocking around the BFM playlist. Thank you so much, Half Queen. Thank you so much, Taylor, for popping in this morning.
Thank you,
Rachel.
We'll see you at Deep Dive Fest.
See you there, sweeties.
Shit.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.